campaign contribution limits. Most Missouri Democrats say the state needs to restore them. Most Republicans oppose them. Missouri State University political science professor George Connor says it isn't that simple.
Contribution limits by themselves aren't the answer because there are states that they don't need contribution limits because this has never been an issue.
One of several examples, he says, is North Dakota, which, like Missouri, still has no contribution limits. USA Today cited that state as high in convictions for corruption, but based on per capita convictions in a very sparsely populated state. On the other hand, Connor says Missouri has an entirely different political culture where disclosure alone is not sufficient protection, and that Missouri legislators who voted for that approach knew it.
When they passed the campaign finance law with no limits, they knew full well that the average Missouri voter was not going to access that information.
Connor thinks voters would be appalled if they looked on the Missouri Ethics Commission's website. There are single-source candidate contributions of up to $750,000 before the state primary. He says it's a money culture of almost anything goes that former House Speaker Bob Griffin says contributed to his 1998 conviction on federal corruption charges.
I honestly don't think it has changed that dramatically with transparency or with or without campaign limits, with or without ethics legislation.
Several weeks ago, Kansas City Star columnist Steve Kraske commented that the lack of campaign contribution limits gives Missouri elections a wild, wild west atmosphere. Across the state line in Kansas, which does have contribution limits, KU professor Burdette Loomis says as of 2010, the wild, wild west got a lot larger.
Now, with Citizens United and the implications behind Citizens United, there are essentially no effective limits on contributions in United States politics. So it's really the Wild West.
None anywhere.
Not effectively.
The Supreme Court's decision does not invalidate state limits on contributions to official candidate committees. But it does mean corporations and unions can donate unlimited amounts to other groups that directly advocate the election of candidates. Loomis says that helps allow candidates' official committees to play nice while other organizations get dirty.
This whole notion that more speech is good and more money means more speech and you have a more vigorous debate. And when you look at the content of some of these third-party ads, what candidates can be relatively positive, or they can, in their ads, they can be, have contrast ads that are pretty fair-minded, and let the outside groups do all the heavy lifting on the negative side.
Loomis notes that conservative national groups like Americans for Prosperity are now, for the first time, getting involved in Kansas state races.
There'll be some focus on winning Democratic seats in the general election, but the most heated contests are certainly right now in these Republican primaries.
He says that's because in mostly Republican Kansas, conservatives are trying to end moderates' control of the state Senate.
We're not going to be able to know how much people spent because it will be difficult to find out.
Loomis says there's heavy reliance on hard-to-track media like direct mail in rural Kansas, which means most of the state. He also says the vast majority of attack ads come from organizations that can legally keep the names of their donors secret.
Undecided people, people who really haven't paid much attention to their state senator, are suddenly hearing all these awful things about him or her. And it's hard to fight that.
George Connor says to his knowledge, the big national groups haven't gotten involved in Missouri legislature races yet, but are definitely a factor in Missouri races for Congress, the U.S. Senate, and governor.
You know, I don't know, we want to blame the United States Supreme Court, but there's been a Pandora's box opened with respect to spending.
But Connor adds that the lid on Pandora's box was always a bit ajar, that negative campaigning and money have been a part of American politics since the days of George Washington and John Adams.
You know, an argument has been made that money is like water. See, money will find its way to the candidate. Now, some people are arguing that transparency is the way to resolve that problem. I don't think that that's necessarily true, because I think water also finds a way to go underground.
Steve Bell, KCUR News.